So the other thing I wanted to talk about is, I know that there's probably frustration, maybe some on pastor's side, or maybe Don, because he leads the singing and stuff, about the few people that have come to church. Homecoming is going to be here in about 5 weeks, 6 weeks or so. And I was really hoping that we could have a big turnout. Was wondering if maybe Linda could make us a few flyers, if that would be something that she might feel able to, Pastor. If you would, I guess that's okay, Kathy, in it, to see if she'll. A lot of our people or associates have passed away. So I was wondering if maybe we can have the people that are here, maybe ask somebody in your family to come also. We want to make this a good homecoming. And I am so proud of all the ones that do come every Sunday without fail. Thank God for the committed people in here. I appreciate that. But we mustn't get frustrated over the few numbers. It doesn't matter. As long as two or more are gathered, He is in our midst. So we just got to keep our heads up and keep focused on God and not let things fall on the wayside here. The church, you know, we installed cameras, or they did. I didn't have anything to do with it. Cameras, and of course we have the security system. And there was somebody that was on the property earlier this morning. By the time I got up here, he was gone, and I had cleaned the church Friday, so I just came up here to turn on the air conditioners and stuff. But when you are praying in your prayers, please ask God to protect this property when you're praying for a church. Also, that we can just start getting, building up the numbers. And I don't think it's all about numbers, okay? I love how we all know each other. I know sometimes that can be bad, but it's never really bad. I know that it makes for nice family, okay? We're just a bigger family. So, like I said, homecoming is coming up. I just want to encourage each of you to invite some of your family members. I mean, that alone would, I mean, Cindy invited all of her family and my family. We'd have half this building up, you know? So if we can just invite a few people that you ordinarily might not have asked. I'm going to ask all my kids. I know Lindsay will come, but I don't know about the others. But Josh probably will. We had Lindsay's birthday party yesterday. It was outside in Rayanne's pool, and I got very dehydrated, very weak. I feel really bad today. I just almost didn't want to come. I thought, nope, not going to set that example. So if I can have fun out in the sun all day, I can have fun at church. Amen. Inside the air conditioning. So as all of our kids are getting older, it seems like my family's all kind of meshing together. That's exciting. I'm just excited about our family here. So please don't get frustrated when we come in and there's just a few of us, because that's the way God wants it right now. And until we get out and start doing some legwork and start telling people about our church and inviting people in our family even, because that's pretty easy to do. Because if they reject us, at least you know they still love you. But I really want this homecoming to be very, very special. I don't know why. Maybe it's going to be my last one. I don't know. But who knows? I just want this to be a great, great homecoming.
Why would it be your last one?
It's just a feeling I had in my heart, like, this has got to be a good homecoming. I was just being facetious. Being facetious. I mean, who knows when we're all going to pass away. I don't know. I'm ready to go see all my family. Everybody's waiting on me, I guess. Anyway, I'm excited about what God's going to do here. So let's keep revival at the utmost importance in your life right now. Revival's got to come within each of us before we come as a body and have revival together. So if there's things you're dealing with, if there's things that are bothering you, if there's some sin in your life, whatever it is, pastor's here to help you. There's other people here that have been here a long time that can help you. Whatever your struggles are, we're here to help one another. So we'll try to get Dee Dee to come back. Maybe their friend Big Jack can come.
We're talking in there. Avita's good. Oh, and she's got a confidence.
I want a job, not our back Friday, but I was working with Amy.
Yeah.
And they need to help with her stuff, and her husband is...
Different.
Yeah.
She has it, of course, as potential for being nice, but...
I was gonna say, BJ's talked with her and gained a little bit more of her confidence.
Good.
And then tried to talk over some of the issues that she might have had in her mind that might have been restricting her from doing this sooner.
Okay.
Okay.
We want her back, that's all there is to it, we want her back.
We would have done it yesterday, but we had the wedding.
We're gonna take care of her personal needs a little bit better in the future, and...
It's not that we're not doing what we want.
We understand that different people go through that kind of life differently, and...
And it's okay, we can always start over, right?
Be there for me when I get there, I mean, and I think about that, I mean...
We can always start over with God, that's what's so cool, he's right there, he never moves, he never changes, he's always right there. So let's pray for revival within ourselves, for this church. I'm so proud of Kathy, I'm not here to embarrass her or anything, but going through all this stuff that she's going through, she still has accountability for the bills, for the deposits and everything. So I'm really pleased with how she's just gone on being courageous, and I admire that about you, Kathy. Thank you so much. And I just love each and every one of y'all. Does anybody need encouragement today? I know God told me.
We all can use that.
Yeah. So who else needs some encouragement? I'll put it that way, Kathy.
Well, BJ always asks for prayer. I mean, well, she started to ask for prayers too.
That's good.
And she's, this morning lately we've been watching Cornerstone Church from the Hayes on YouTube, because we can't get the regular day start on our...
We get the live service at 8:30.
Cool.
And when we finished that one, BJ woke up to David Jeremiah, I think. Anyway, he's talking about a person with a Jezebel spirit. And she said all of that sounded like her husband, her ex-husband. And we saved it, we're going to look at it next time.
Okay, good.
And she went to church or something, but it was afternoon, so I don't know exactly what she did. But when she can do stuff, she'll do it. But
yeah, she's involved in a church having
Garland
there.
That's cool.
Yeah. But I bet she'll come there. Becky and John Michael Pritchett will come.
Good. Well, they'll be married by then, right?
Huh? Yeah, they'll be married on the 3rd, and then the next week would be that's
their homecoming. They better get married that day. I just bought a $300 suit for her.
You bought a what?
He bought a suit.
Bought a,
oh.
You know, all these, you know, when you hear, a year ago, you hear that all these suits over there, the International Suit Warehouse was $100. They're not $100 anymore. The suit was $250.
Well,
I didn't have a suit.
I know that feeling. Vinny's bought 3 suits in the past 3 years for 3 funerals because he's always been a different size.
Yeah.
I didn't have a suit.
2 years ago, I was 25 pounds bigger. I've lost about 20 pounds in the last 2 years.
Well, we don't like to know. Oh, no, I'm kidding.
I can't get that either. Because he can't eat.
But I don't want you to have to go through that one just to lose it.
No.
I mean,
I'm good.
His problem is he can't eat what he wants to eat.
I'm good. It comes off slowly.
It's too much slow.
Anyway, she better get married because I've spent $300 on her.
Well, I'm sure if she decided she didn't want to get married, that Daddy would be okay with that too.
Yeah. So. Anyway, this guy, I'm kind of pleased.
Good.
They may cooperate together better than her and Sean.
But he's going to help her get her GED.
Good.
He claims he will. He'll help her. I'm not afraid about it. But Sean got to the point where he was just he encouraged her to a certain extent, and then just stopped all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, just wasn't there.
And then he isolated himself from her in different ways, and
it's difficult being married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got somebody good.
Anyway,
I want to encourage the pastor. I want to encourage you that you're going to start this new job. I'm so proud of you. That is awesome. I would be scared if I was sighted to get a new job, much less not being sighted. But I think that's awesome. You tackle taking care of your wife on a daily basis, different times all day long, and at nighttime get her in bed and make sure all her needs are met. I want to encourage you that this week will be magnificent, that you're a great pastor, and please don't let these numbers bother you. I know it's got to a little bit. Well, am I doing something wrong, God? Are you not bringing in the people because I'm not giving the word right? Don't ever think that. You're absolutely on track, and we love you and Linda so, so much. It was God's doings of how you stepped right in and was here when David passed, so... You know, I give God the glory and all that. So thank you so much. I want to tell you that we're so proud of you getting this other job. I know it's probably not one of the things you wanted to do, but hey, we've all got our things to figure out and what God wants us to take us to different positions in our lives. So you've heard God. You've got a job. It's going to be wonderful. So thank you for meeting our needs and calling us and answering my phone calls when I call you so often, so I appreciate it. Anita, I want to encourage you. You do so good with your dialysis and not drinking what you're not supposed to and keeping the levels down on your water and stuff. You know, you just keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing, and I really admire you for that.
Thank you.
You are some kind of girl. And to see where you were 3 years ago or so, and how you were knocking on death's door and have come back, and you just keep striking the iron, I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
You take good care of yourself, and I appreciate that, because we want you around a long time. Deborah, I want to encourage you. You're so faithful about coming all the time. You always have a bright look about you, even though you have difficulties in your life, I'm sure. I know you worry about your mother, and I know y'all depend on each other, but I know that she's so grateful that you're in her life. I know you're her apple of her eye. I know that you're always willing to want to pray for everyone, always see the good in everyone, and you're uplifting to us. I thank you for that. I thank you that you're so committed in what you do and wanting to go and even working on the welcome committee for this. That's awesome. I don't know that I would do that. I don't know that I'd do that at all. But I think you're pretty awesome. You're a good girl. And I admire that about you. Your tenacity and how you just want to keep going also.
Thank you.
Yes. And Brenda, I want to encourage you today. I want to tell you that I think you're a hot rod mama driving those school buses. I know you've touched many of the kids' lives. It hasn't gone in vain. I know that some of them become like your own. And I think that God uses you through those children to help those children. And I think you're awesome for keep trying to work and work every day and be positive about it. I like your spirit because you're always wanting to help.
Well, last year I had... I didn't miss any. I forgot what they call it. Perfect attendance.
Oh, all right. Yeah. There you go.
And the year before, I only missed because of COVID.
Yeah.
We tested positive that after Christmas.
Right. Well, good for you. You're good. Donald C., I want to encourage you today. I didn't know this is how this was going to turn out, but hey, I'm not picking on you. I'm so grateful that you're so faithful about getting the music together every week. I'm so grateful to you that you still want to do your job, you still have your set goals, and that you try to achieve each of those goals. I thank you that you're a good Christian family man. I thank you that you try to help everyone that you see. I think you're pretty awesome. Not in a bad way. I just think you're awesome, okay?
I think dialysis has slowed me down, but it hasn't.
No, I think you're still on the go.
Haven't had the depression to stop and not do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had
an aunt.
Well, it's not really an aunt. It's a fellow cousin. And she was on dialysis, and she said, I'm not doing this anymore, and she died. Mm-hmm. But I've seen her son on Facebook every once in a while.
Well, that's so cool, and that, you know, even wanting to try to get on the kidney list and all that, and having all that, and, you know, trying to figure out things in your life, that is super cool. You're a cool guy. You are. Even your corny jokes, okay? I have to give you heck for them sometimes. But, you know, that's just how we do, because you have corny jokes for us, and we laugh at them.
I just tell people my staff writers are on strike, so.
There you go.
I
thank you for how y'all cleaned up the kitchen last week after our great fellowship. I thought it turned out good. I thought everything was great. Thank you for cleaning up afterwards. That was super cool of y'all. I appreciate it. Always sweeping and stuff. That really helps me. Not that that's your goal in life, but it does help me, so thank you. Miss Cindy, you've been around forever, girl, and I just love the patooties out of you. You know, we have been friends for so long, seeing your kids grow up. You know, you're always there for your family, for your girls, for Brett when his mom hasn't been. You're always there for your family, always, always, always. And even though you've lost two husbands, you know, you still want to praise God and go on. I think that's awesome. I lost one and decided, well, this is it. I give up on God. No, I didn't. But, you know, I thought that at times. You have a certain stamina about you that you're a very, very strong woman. And you have helped me in a crisis before, and I appreciate that. I just think you're super cool, too. You're awesome. You're getting all skinny on us.
Intentionally.
I know. But you're really a cool person. You're fun. We've had a lot of good times together over the years. A lot. Giving Michael heck and all that stuff. I mean, it was just seeing your grandkids grow up, being with them, that was just nice. So thank you for being such a pleasant person and always being committed to doing whatever it is that you feel like you need to do for us at the church. I appreciate it. You're pretty cool. You're pretty cool. Pretty cool. Well, you know, we need to set out time sometimes to encourage one another. To go, hey, you know what? You're cool. I like you. Because when we get through the week and Satan tries to beat us down every day of our lives or things go amok, it's always nice to have someone appreciate you. And I appreciate every one of y'all. I think you're super cool, every one of y'all. I do. And thank you for your commitment and coming to church. Thank you so much for all the prayers. That's one thing I said about Bartimaeus. It's always been this way, and I hope it always will be, that when we say we'll pray for somebody, we pray for people. I mean, there's a lot of things we can't do ability-wise, but we can pray. And we do that as a church. I think that's groovy. I really think that's wonderful.
Well, I said we appreciate you. You're a Sunday school teacher. You're a leader in our church. You keep the church clean. You do for your family. You do for us as an extended family. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I'm glad you didn't give up, because I know you wanted to.
Yeah. When he took David that world, not he didn't take him like that. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to punish Chris to take David. I just had that self-low esteem, I guess. Why would he take him that loved the people here at the church and loved this church and not take me?
I know he was uncomfortable, that's all. I know he might have been in pain more than I ever
did. Yeah, he hit a lot of stuff, but he did. But that's what was meant to be, so.
You didn't know a lot of the minor problems that were turning into major problems.
Right.
In the last two or three years of his life, probably.
No, he, and he would go to the doctor. That was so bad. He would go to the doctor, but they, okay, you're doing good. You know, I'm like, huh? But it was meant to be that way, and it's okay with me. It's okay. I got 35 years out of torturing him, so he deserved heaven after all that. But thank you, Kathy. Thank you. You're a sweet girl. I love you. Yeah. Okay, well, now that we're all just pinky keen here, or whatever, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we can love one another and accept one another. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that when you look at us and you see our sin, you don't see our sin, you see your son's blood. Father God, I love the people in this church that are my family, and I love them. I ask a special blessing on each and every one of them this week. Lord, just watch over them. Give them the things that are necessary to live and to survive. Father, just give them that extra ounce of peace and love. And may you wrap around your arms around this church. Father, not so much the building. We ask protection over this building at 6929 Beck Street. But I ask that you wrap your arms around this body and that we may keep going and keeping this legacy alive for as long as that may be. We love you and thank you for homecoming coming up. We love you and give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen.